Black rock, black rock t-shirt. Black rock, black rock t-shirt.
Hey everybody, welcome to JevCast number 6. I have a special guest today. My 7th grade?
Is it 7th or 8th? I think it was.
I don't know. You were Miss Griffith. You were like the hot English teacher that used to lay on the desk.
Oh my god.
Like, I'll never forget it. I mean, I don't think I learned anything about E.E. Cummings or Truman Capote or Macbeth or anything in that class, but I remember you. I think I'm a visual learner. I think if it would have been
that,
like...
That was all by design, you know. That was part of the curriculum.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
You know.
I'm sorry you had that experience.
You know.
You know. You know.
Look.
I know.
Yeah, is that a euphemism? You know?
You know.
Is that a euphemism?
Used that way, it is.
So...
You know that EU is the Latin, I believe it's Latin, and it means good. So anytime you see a word that starts with an EU, that's a good thing.
Huh.
See, you learn something every day.
If I would have only known back then that what I was going to be doing now was sitting in a garden with you, I probably would have tried to pay more. I don't know if it was pay more attention. I don't know what. I think I was just more concerned with Jamie West or Angela Patterson. They had these like Jordache was cool jeans, you know.
Okay.
Jordache jeans,
yeah,
were cool.
Yeah.
And I was just I think a lot about what was driving the brain back then. I mean, I was a lunatic back then.
You're supposed to be. It's all by design.
Well, but sitting still, I still have. I mean, look at me. Look at my body language right now. I'm like, sitting still was hard for me, and it's still kind of. I do stuff where I like everybody. People take pictures of me playing music down at the thing, the little kids show I'm doing now, and I have like sitting like this or like this. And I think back then, or even in high school.
Hey guys, you guys
are. What is this? What's going on? Is this play? I don't know if your dog likes that very much.
No, she's not much of a player.
there goes. Maybe she is. I don't know. Maybe she is.
I'm telling you, this dog has not left my side for 9 months.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's just.
And is that when you got your prognoses?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. Talking about not being able to sit still. That's who you. That's part of who you are. Those kinds of. I'm an old lady, and I have to practice being still. All that meditation,
right?
And all that stuff. That's just practice for keeping still for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard.
It's because the mind's racing. You know, the mind's racing into
the monkey brain, isn't that what they call it? The monkey brain versus
the... To bring that in can be tough, reeling it in, you know.
Yeah.
But it'll all come around.
It just takes a long time. I mean...
A lifetime, imagine that. That's all by design, too.
Right. Well, earlier, before the thing was on, we were talking about... my struggle with is what I'm doing, like I play music for a living, and if I make something myself, believing that it's good, or is, you know, like that's something that I think my whole life I've always thought, is this good? And why do I need to know? But you know, but people are judgmental. I mean. Isn't when you look at a painting or something, or when you look at a still life, or if you read a book, isn't the whole end game, did you like it or not? And you share that you share that experience, you share your, what do you think of, I almost cleared my throat, I'm trying to quit.
Oh, do you, are you a throat clearer?
I'm supposed to do this. And it goes away. Because my vocal cords are getting, they're not sitting flat, on, they're, they get all messed up at the gigs. Because I...
Well, you're prolific. You do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
You do a lot of it and you have to take care of yourself.
I know, it's hard.
Yeah, honey and lemon.
But where do you get honey that's not... That's not just like corn syrup disguised.
Ooh.
Right? Isn't that a big thing?
I hope not. I hope not.
Well, hopefully.
You can go down to Cahill's and get some of their local honey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Greens down there.
Right. Is yeah. Is she is Greens the woman on right there at the four-way stop at Parker's?
Yeah.
Is that where you go sometimes?
I have been. Yeah.
I went in there one time. She was pretty cool. Yeah. She kept trying to get me to buy, I said on again.
That's all right.
I'm trying to think what she was trying to get me to purchase. You gotta try this. You know what? I need to go down there.
Go down there.
Because that's pretty legit, and that's local.
That is so local.
Yeah, we've been...
And that is so
pre the new Bluffton, yeah. Super Walmart era Bluffton.
Yeah.
This is what the cast was about on episode 3. And then I had Marty Crocker on, who was the yoga master. And then the fifth one was my brother. And the third one, I think, is something that people have been talking about a lot. And what I wanted to come here, didn't know it was this cool out here, but what I wanted to ask you about was, you know, what was it like? You actually grew up in the Lowcountry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, my, this thing we're doing isn't really, I'm not trying to sell the Lowcountry to anyone or sell a lifestyle, but I was really, we were talking about shag music and the disappearance of that, and we were talking about what is our, people always say come down and experience the culture of the Lowcountry, and I'm kind of always curious as to what people, what is that? Where do you get that? Where can I get me some of that?
Where is that perspective?
Give me some of that.
What does that look like?
Yeah. Right.
What does that look like?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, is it boat life? Is that what it is? Is it?
Look at you.
Is it the, what is culture?
What is Lowcountry culture?
Yeah.
Culture is, I guess, just kind of the integration of peoples. Is that a word?
Peoples? Yeah, no, it is. It is. It's like monies.
Yeah, monies. All right.
Yeah, it is. Because like, monies, I get the pun there. That was good. Whoa, I better get my thinking cap on for this one.
Oh, yeah, right. I got that chemo brain so bad, but it's all coming around. But as far, now...
I was
part of the transition
from
the shag to the stoner.
Okay.
You know, that
this
kind
is what I want to hear.
Yeah. That was the 60s, you know, and that's when I was in high school, Beaufort High School.
You were at Beaufort High.
I was at Beaufort High in the 60s.
How big was that school?
Small. A few hundred.
Right. Yeah, was your graduating class like 40
maybe
people?
No, it's probably about 100.
Oh, that's pretty big. Because I know that, I know that May River, was like 40 or something, wasn't it? One of the first graduating classes from May River. But that's after
high school here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot smaller.
Probably.
So I'd rather hear about...
But Beaufort High was the only high school in Beaufort County, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Except, well, there was one here in Bluffton, but a lot of the Bluffton kids came over, you know, got in their cars, and we could get driver's license at 14.
14?
Yeah, 14.
Wow.
And they got in their car, and they came over to Beaufort.
Because that was where all the cool kids were, or why?
I don't know why. We were a military town. My father was a career Marine.
Uh-huh.
And he bought this little house in Beaufort when I was two, and he stuck my family in that little house. And then he did his Marine thing. He went around saving the world, you know.
Oh, so he was like a merchant Marine?
No, he was Marine Corps.
Oh, he's Marine Corps.
But
right.
At that time, he didn't really travel with
us. Right.
But my mother is still in that little house.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. 98 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's fabulous. I took her to church yesterday. Talk about sitting still. I had to do my breathing.
You were having a hard time sitting still.
I was having a hard time sitting still.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask why. I think I already know. Yeah. You went to church in Bluffton?
No, in Beaufort, where she lives.
Yeah.
I picked her up, took her to her little church.
Well, you have your own church here, though.
Right here.
Right.
It's usually in probably about 7:30 a.m. in the mornings on my screen porch.
Right.
Yeah.
What,
every morning.
Do you ever think back to? They say you have 60,000 thoughts a day.
That's what I hear.
Do you think about Beaufort High? Do you
Absolutely.
Think about? Did you go to middle school? You grew up in Beaufort.
We moved there when I was two.
Yeah, you moved there when you were two. So what kind of,
that was in the early 50s.
Right. So were you listening to the Beatles? Were you listening to Little Richard?
I had a brother who's 7 years older than I am. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he was in that kind of shag sort of time.
Yeah.
You know, those early singers where nobody sang their own songs, you know, they
were all written. Well, I think until the Beatles came along, there weren't songwriters that sang. Right. Bob Dylan, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bob
yeah.
Dylan, what was that, 59 or something?
Gosh, I don't know. Was it that
I don't
early?
Know. I'm not, yeah. I don't know when he, when did he go electric at Newport? Was that 62? I don't know. I'm not a historian. I'm not. So in other words,
I barely got through the 60s.
Motown and Stax had guys writing songs like Steve Cropper or I'm trying to think. I can't even think right now. And they wrote Sitting on the Dock of the Bay was written by a team. Mm-hmm. So when the Tams would play.
Okay, now that's my early years.
Right. And
early
I don't know a lot about this music because I can't really.
But I kind of grew up with things like, have you ever heard Brenda Lee?
Isn't that
before?
That's precursor.
Yeah.
And what does that sound like? Is it R&B?
It's more country.
It is.
It's more country contemporary.
It's not Peggy Lee because that was. It's,
no.
And it's not Dolly Parton.
No. No.
Brenda Lee. I mean, I'm more
singing romantic songs, you know.
Who liked that? Did your mom like that?
Well, no, that was my older brother.
Oh,
he said he was 7 years older than I
right.
was, so I kind of grew up with his stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we were a music family. We just loved. We sang constantly.
Right.
We just really loved it.
Yeah.
We'd go to Georgia. My grandparents had a tobacco farm in Georgia. And we'd go there and we'd sing in their little church, their little community church.
Wow.
I know. It was too much fun. We'd walk in and my father's name was Douglas and the preacher would stop everything. He said, Douglas and his kids are here. You know, let's have a song. Bust into a song.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of churches are like that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there are some.
The ones I have been to aren't like
Yeah, anymore. No, I think nowadays it's.
I think you got to go to a praise house.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a lot of, I'm not here to bash anybody's thing, but I think nowadays the crowds are bigger, the venues are bigger, and we got to.
And the people are needier.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, maybe. I mean, what do you mean by that?
I don't know. They don't want to be sung to. They want to be given solutions.
Yeah.
Whatever is going on around them.
Yeah, I don't know. Isn't the solution simple? I mean,
to most of us.
Yeah.
Well, to many of us.
You need to just try and be a good person. I mean,
that's too simple for people.
Well, it's probably. I mean, even for me, I think it's. I mean, sometimes I think
We love to complicate.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I say I mean a lot in this podcast, but I wonder what I could simplify more about my life, you know? I got, my kids are 10 and 12, and my girls are 10 and 12, and they want the coolest water bottle, the most is it eco-friendly? No, it's not. And, you know, they want, and my son's in Italy right now.
Perfect.
Yeah, and the girls want, they want to make bracelets, they want to do their, they do their makeup, they do, my daughter Brianna does like this wild, you know, and she likes to sing, and.
See, I want kids, I want everybody to do exactly what he or she wants to do. But unfortunately,
it's hard.
You know, yeah.
Well, there's so many people now,
yeah,
too, on our little planet, and I think that
it's naive. It's a naive approach. It's a naive idea.
Your idea, the idea that
the
we
idea.
Should be able to, if you want
right.
to take care of, if you want to be a vet, or if you want to be
or if I want to go up there and do crazy makeup,
right?
You know, or if I want to work in my flowers all day, you know,
right? But nowadays, if you want to do crazy makeup on your porch, there needs to be a camera on you. If you want to make a living doing that.
Yeah.
Or if you want to make a living as the crazy, forget the crazy cat lady, what about the crazy flower lady?
Right.
You could, if you, so nowadays, you know, you have to market that person,
yeah,
and you have to be that person every
yeah.
day. And what if that person, what if one day you don't feel like being, I mean, I feel like you, every time I see you, you're, this is the reason I sought you out. Is because I think you're a vibrant, you're full of life, you're a lot of energy, and you always had that. And I don't know you that well.
Right.
You don't know me. I mean, we don't really know each other that well, but sometimes I feel like it's better if I don't know people that well. You know what I mean? I think that, what do they say? No one's weird unless you get to know them. Everybody's normal until you get to know them, I think. It was a famous, somebody
said. We all have our isms. Each and every one of us has our isms. It's just part of living.
Yeah.
Experiencing.
It is.
I don't think that, what was it somebody said to me one time? Said, if we really knew the truth about life, about what life is all about, so each of us would just go screaming in the night, you know, just, and I, you know, I refuse to accept that.
Maybe you'd scream, and I mean, maybe you'd sing, maybe you'd jump, maybe you'd tap your heels, or maybe, I mean, I have moments like that where I wake up at 4 a.m. and maybe I'm having a dream or something. Maybe I'm thinking, maybe I'm worried about having 2 daughters. Maybe I'm worried about what are they going to do for money?
Right.
Oh my God, they have to, you know, because that's a real.
What if I can't feed them? What if I can't provide?
Yeah.
What if they can't provide when they get older?
No, I know.
Where,
yeah.
Where
what
are
if,
they going to live? How
yeah.
are they going to be?
What's it going to be like? What's social media?
What about health events? You know what?
These are things that worry me.
That's why we have to do that, you know, that 1 minute at a time. Just.
I try and tell them. I tell them all the time. Don't be like your father.
Don't be.
Don't be like me, because I had a great English teacher, and I had a great social studies teacher, Sherry, you know, Westerfield. You know, you guys were such a cool, like, wouldn't you call that a crack group?
That's
of you guys?
A great group.
The Gottfrieds, Venrick, was his name Venrick back then? Peter.
Verbrick,
I'm sorry.
That's the best.
Alberto's.
You know, Jim's just written a book. It's out.
Oh, really?
It's called Defusky Days.
Huh.
It's taken him.
Carol was my teacher.
10 years to write that book.
I mean,
I know, that's
yeah,
fabulous.
Well, you know.
Love it.
And then you had like Ida Campbell,
uh-huh,
right? She was my English
Love
teacher.
Love Ida. Love Ida.
She
math.
Was. She was math.
Math.
She was math. You were. I'm sorry. So you were English, and then Brown was science. She became an Exley, and Exley was history.
Oh, they've got some serious health.
Oh, really?
Going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep them in your thoughts.
Yeah. They were, but, you know, going to McCracken, I think I was there. So I was there in 83 when the school was 6 through 12 for that 1 year. Was it a whole year it was like that? The school was being built on Hilton Head, and there was just, all of a sudden, there was this monster. I mean, where did I come from? You know what I mean? Like, how did I get here? Right. We had just, whoa.
Oh, my cat. Whoa. That won't do.
Clark, we got a dog chasing a cat up a tree over here.
What happened to Clark? Did he?
He might be.
He can go inside if he likes.
No, he's probably, like, doing something on his phone in the car. Oh, there he is. He's gonna, yeah, he's cool.
Don't traumatize the cat. That's Arby. And it stands for rat breath. You gotta have cats, man.
It's
oh.
It's very ironic that the word that Arby means rat breath. I think if you eat at Arby's, you get rat breath. I'm gonna say yes. Don't eat Arby's. See, now I'm telling people what to do. So. When I went to school, when I was in sixth grade, and had Carol as a teacher over there, that hallway, which is now the town.
It hall, is the town. It's the town building.
Yeah.
Where, you know.
And I played in the band. Mr. Smith was my band director. Mr. Willie Smith was my band director.
I loved them.
And in sixth grade, I was in the high school. I was in the high school band in either sixth grade or seventh grade.
Yeah.
And you guys were all and the teachers, like, Steve had an afro, and for 1 year, it was 12th graders were at that school.
Yeah.
So I was riding on the bus, and this is my culture.
Uh-huh.
I had just moved back here from Pennsylvania. We went from St. Thomas. We lived there for 5 years. I was born in Pennsylvania, went to St. Thomas. My mother said, let's go back to Pennsylvania, be near the family. A year later, we're out of here again.
Absolutely.
And we came down to Hilton Head.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were switching lanes, and we were doing this, and my, whoa, this is crazy. And my father was in the post office. And then here we are. I was fifth grade at Hilton Head Elementary, and then sixth grade, here I go, McCracken. And I'm on the bus, and one of the kids was the bus driver,
yeah,
who had kind of like a mullet, sort of like an overgrown,
mm-hmm,
mop top. And on the back, kids were smoking cigarettes, yep, and listening to Van Halen. Mm-hmm. And I thought,
"You have
I'm
arrived.
Getting chills thinking, I was just about to say, I hadn't even arrived, but I had arrived. I was like holding on for
deep. I
only rode the bus for like 2 weeks. I was like, it scared me.
Did it scare you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
And then I was at school, and kids were like, you know, like, I was a little guy back then. Of course, now I'm Mr. Big. But I'm looking at that. I should be looking at that thing. But it was cool. I wish I could have paid more attention to what you guys were trying to teach me back then. Instead of paying attention to the people, maybe I was paying more attention to what was going on culturally. Like, I was into hairstyles. I was into skateboarding. I was into music. You know, I had just gotten into hardcore music, like, and you know, and like, it was. I think I was too blown away by that kind of culture because my culture
was
MTV.
Happening to you.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And what was happening to me was, yeah, whoa.
But you know, that's here again. That's all by design. That's,
yeah,
that adolescent period, and that's a time for. Awakening the senses and experiencing everything.
Oh, my senses
around
were,
you.
They were wide open.
It's not necessarily time to diagram sentences, you know.
No, and I wish
read
I could.
Hemingway,
yeah,
or Faulkner, or any of that. It's time for other stuff, and that's okay too.
It is, but. And I loved how you went into your Beaufort dialect there, but. But it must be the right time because school said so. So for me, all I was concerned with was, is she going to get up on the desk today or not? Get up on the desk already. Jeez, come on. I mean, are those knickers? What are those? How did you get into those? I mean, really, it was, and it was my, and I had, okay, and so other girls in my, in the class were the cool chicks, were like Liz Osler, Michelle Hooks, Jen Clark. I know I'm forgetting one of them. They had like bleach blonde, like Duran Duran hair, uh-huh. And I mean, it was too much for me.
Yeah.
Even when we did the class, the high school reunion, which was 89 and 90 combined, and they hired our little dress-up band, Silicone, to play,
uh-huh.
I almost cried. But I couldn't. I was being the crazy guy in tights or whatever, but and singing Van Halen. But it really, I don't know, I loved school so much, but I couldn't get out of there. I couldn't get out of school. I never got out of that school. I'm still stuck back in that school sometimes.
Look, a lot of us don't even wake up.
I feel like I'm awake now.
Until the 60s or so. I think
right.
I woke up about 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I want to know
more.
And
the reality of it is startling. Because our minds have created this wonderful world. And
you're kind of talking about the screaming now. You're going back to the screaming.
Screaming
in
the
night.
Night.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the best podcast ever, by the way. When you were in high school, what kind of music were you listening to? The Stones?
I was like Leonard Cohen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
dear.
He's
still doing, I think, did he, wait, did...
I know. I was a transitional person.
You were a transitional person.
My whole group, the age group was transitional.
You were sort of, were you a beatnik?
No, I was.
You
were
beatniks
that,
club,
not
like
that
you
old.
Were.
My brother, my seven,
you,
one seven.
Obviously,
years
you read
older,
Kerouac and you read Kent Kesey, but you weren't really. That wasn't. That was a little bit before you. That was. You never went. You never had a yearning to go to Greenwich Village or any of that stuff.
No.
That wasn't your.
It's according to what day it was. Like Monday through Thursday. I was a Leonard Cohen, kind of a introspective
mm-hmm.
kind of person. We went to high school and stayed in the parking lot, you know, and smoked cigarettes and drank slow gin and stuff.
Yeah, that and sounds like Hilton Head High, except
yeah.
it was Led Zeppelin, and I wasn't cool enough to hang out in there.
Right, I hear you.
Yeah.
But, Monday through Thursday, it was like Leonard Cohen and being that in that thing. I remember my English teacher, my senior English teacher. She wanted her smart kids, you know, early in the morning, before school.
Hmm.
And so we started about 6:30 or so, and we had English class. And,
like a special thing that you guys, like a club.
Yeah.
Like what's the Dead Poets Society, but not.
Oh yeah.
Similar.
Okay.
Is that what it was called?
Okay. Yeah.
Where you guys would maybe get together and say, "Hey, there's this whole other world out there, and let me." And maybe did she turn you on to that, or were you already? You sound like if you were listening to Leonard Cohen, you were privy.
We were already there. We had fabulous teachers. Pat Conroy was.
He was a teacher. Whoa. Talking to a guy who's never seen the Prince of Tides? Is that what it's called? Princess Bride? What's it called? Prince of Tides.
But we had really good teachers. And it was a time of things were going on. You know, things were happening in the country that were fun and exhilarating. And
like what?
And we were just turned on to...
Like what?
To kids doing fun things, and the hippies were happening, and Monday through
was
Thursday.
Was this 68?
It's 68.
So this was like pre-Vietnam, pre-Kent State.
Yeah.
This was when
I don't know. What year was Kent State?
Kent State was 1970,
that.
Right?
I remember that was a real happening.
Yeah.
I graduated high school in 70.
Right, so maybe right before you graduated, that might have happened. When
everything was happening.
10 soldiers and Nixon coming.
Our parents were... Like my father never—he didn't deal with me. It was my mother. I belonged to my mother.
As far as
trying to discipline.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just weren't all that successful in disciplining.
Were you bad, or were you just kind of loose? And I mean that...
I really was allowed to do whatever I wanted to do.
Because your grades were probably great.
My grades were okay.
Yeah. But I
did enough to...
Well, you were going to school at 6:30 to read, to talk about what you read.
Really, more to socialize, I guess. Now that I think about my motives at the time.
I'm trying to think.
It was most definitely all about me and what I was doing.
Well, but we're a lot, I mean... Unfortunately, I know for myself, my wife says to me a lot, you're a narcissist, you know, and I do have to spend a lot of time promoting myself, you know, or working on something. But your teacher said to you guys, I want on my, let's do this thing. And then you guys would just kind of show up early, which takes a lot of effort.
Well, which meant we could go home at noon, so. And that was a whole new concept.
What?
That was a whole
Wait,
new
what?
Concept.
So if you showed up early to this accelerated, like, some kind of hang, really.
Yeah.
But it was part of your grade?
Yeah.
It was like an extra credit?
It was English class. It was English 4.
And she said, come on over and let's get this done
let's
early.
Get this,
let's get this going.
Let's do it.
This is when the juices are flowing.
That's right. And she was right.
Yeah. And then on the... Okay, so tell me about the Friday Beth. Tell me about the
Saturday
Beth.
Saturday Beth was Bailey. Have you ever heard of Bailey's?
Bailey's and cream? The drink?
I know, right? No, Bailey's was this place we all ganged up. On Fridays and Saturday and or Saturday nights, and the Melody Makers played there. They were a band, real hot local band. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago there was this tribute to them at the Beaufort Museum in Beaufort.
Did you make it?
No.
Oh, why? Kind of done?
Because I don't really.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm kind of reclusive.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
You're here doing like.
I'm here.
You're doing this, really.
Yeah.
You're doing that.
I'm not a proud person.
Right. And that's okay. For a person like me, I might say, hey, come on. Come on out. See me play. And you're kind of thinking, I can see you play. You can see me play on the internet now, if you want. Or you can listen to this instead.
Some days I'll do that. Some days I'll do this.
So they were like, they weren't a rock and roll band.
Yeah.
They were kind of a rock and roll band. This
I've
sounds
been
like 19.
Hurt, baby, I've been hurt. You know that dancing music, dancing, drinking music.
Was it like?
Yeah.
Was
That's
it loud?
Exactly what, yes, it was loud.
Was it?
And all the guys in Savannah would come, and the guys in Beaufort would come. So many people got killed in car wrecks going back home.
Yeah.
And
was drinking legal?
No, it wasn't legal.
Everybody had it, though.
Oh, everybody.
What were you drinking? What was it called? Was it beer?
Most of it.
You said slow gin.
It's according to where you were, like... We all worked at the packing houses, the tomato packing houses.
Yeah, which are, like, Dempsey's is still there, but that's kind of new.
Well, it was there.
I know Kirk Dempsey.
Yeah, but we worked there, and then those were liquor drinking areas. You know?
Yeah, right.
And the beach, you know.
Yeah.
We just go after working at the packing house, we just go down to the beach, make a big bonfire, and, you know, that was... But if we went to Bailey's dancing, that was usually beer.
But so Bailey's was kind of like a rec center?
It's between here and Beaufort.
Oh.
It's that little area.
Like near Whale Branch or something? Or no, Whale Branch is past.
Yes, Whale. Yes.
Okay, between here and Beaufort, there's kind of like a
Beaufort.
Dead zone.
I know.
Now.
Kalawassee area.
Gas station area.
Yeah.
Traffic light area.
Yeah.
Where there's like... right before
Camp
the first
St. Mary's.
Bridge. Okay.
You know where that is?
No.
Okay.
Right before the first bridge.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's the right before the Broad River. Is that the beach?
No. The beach is Ladies Island. Hunting Island.
Oh, Hunting Island. Yeah. Okay, I've been there, yeah. I had a horrible
experience
there.
If you take a plane and you fly around this area, Beaufort County, it's a whole lot of little tiny islands.
The sea islands. Right.
And it's fascinating from the air. And so everything is on its own little mud bank, you know, and that's just kind of the way it is. It's a beautiful part of the world.
See,
I think I'm not a world traveler, but I've been a couple of places, and this is probably my favorite of the places
area in
I've
the
been.
World.
Yeah.
You live in your.
I've
you
never
live
been
in
Asia, though. So I mean, I can't compare.
Well, but you're not into crowds. I mean, where do you, how can you? What do you have to do? Like, you have to go to the outer reaches of the Dukong River or Mekong or whatever they're called, Kwa King, or, you know, I mean, my son probably knows those rivers
Yale.
I was trying to pronounce.
What are you
going to
do?
I don't know, man. I don't know what to do.
What are you going to do?
I just told him, I said, don't drink and drive. I mean, don't drink and drive. That's all I can tell my son.
I tell you, they can scare the heck out of you.
Kids?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, you know.
I used to just watch.
You mean watch
my own?
Yeah, yeah. Because I was thinking you were meaning like your friends.
I used to watch my friends too.
Yeah, I mean, I've grown up in Hilton Head. It was definitely talk about party. I mean,
yeah.
And I've done.
What year did you graduate high school?
We're not going to bring this up, are we?
Okay. What year were you there?
I was supposed to graduate in 90. And then
so you were there in the 80s.
I was there in the 80s, right. And so
80s were tough on Hilton.
And I missed all that because I was playing in bars with my dad. Jevin, Gavin, and Mike were on stage. I was talking about this the other day with somebody, and we would see the urchins, and I started to see that
if the word behind THE begins with a consonant, it's going to be the. If it begins with a vowel, it's going to be.
What the heck? What is a consonant exactly?
Anything with A-E-I-O-U.
I thought that was a vowel sound.
Anything but.
Oh, right. A-E-I-O-U. I gotcha. I know. See, it never. I'm not there yet.
You were born there.
No, I wasn't. Definitely not. We all were, but, you know.
Can I get you some water or something? You want a glass of water?
Am I doing it?
No, my mouth is getting.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Do your thing.
I'm gonna get some water.
Yeah. I want to talk about the
80s. Come on in and you going to talk to him? Okay.
Or we could take a break. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. We can cut it for a minute. Yeah, this is good. All right. We're back. We had to do a water break.
We're back
because Beth's favorite place in the world is hot, and even though right now it's not.
Because I'm told
you're cold-blooded. See, I'm
if
not.
If it's 110, I'm happy.
Really?
It's my own personal sauna.
Man, you're way ahead of the curve.
I get my head to adapt to my circumstances, and I put a positive spin on it.
This is how you talk. This is how you always talked.
Yeah.
It was very calming.
Oh, good.
I loved it.
Well, you
I wish
it.
I could.
Everybody in adolescence.
I think I was.
Calm.
I think I was listening more to the way, to the. I know this term. It's called syntax.
Yeah, it is.
I was listening to the meter, and the delivery, but I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Yeah.
And I don't listen to words and songs.
You were too busy focusing.
I don't know if I ever even saw the back of you. Maybe. Pretty funny. So the Melody Makers and people were coming over, and then we kind of started talking
Melody
about
Melody Makers. Okay, we all
who were the guys? Was it an all guy band?
All guys. And you did you not ever hear about what was it? Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts. They used to They used to play at Bailey's. Bailey's was also called Oak Grove.
Oh, I've heard that's still. Is that still the name of it now? Is it an American Legion thing now?
It's a comprehensive health care building.
Jeez. This is my problem with culture, and I read a great quote a long time ago, and I think it was by Walt Whitman, and he said, why are there new books coming out that are, and there's just a stack of books covering the old great books? And I think culture,
I love that.
Unfortunately, that's not, obviously it was said more eloquently.
I get it though.
But, you know,
and I love that.
Everybody's trying to put all this stuff out. I guess it's called content now. And so, haven't I ever heard of Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts? Well, how am I going to hear about that unless I talk to one of the OGs of Beaufort County?
There you go.
I mean, really, though. It's all covered up with, like, tell me what we have, what is left.
That's, you know, people ask me all the time, have you read this? Have you read that? I say, if it's not 20 or 30 years old, I probably haven't read it. There's still a lot of stuff out there that I haven't read.
But
it's not new.
But in order to consume that now, you have to follow this person. Like, there's a female poet who has millions and millions of followers on Instagram, and she's all about strength, and she's all about, you know, it's not new, but there's a resurgence of I am woman, hear me type.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I run. I don't want to be considered woman, you know.
Right, you don't want to be considered any. Right.
One aspect.
See,
reality.
That's. And I think that's. We don't want to separate ourselves into things. I think God is a woman too. But I think that more little clubs and cliques and all this stuff. Back to the high school situation. Why can't we all hang out together? We just can't. There's a pecking order. There's the best looking people. There's the dude with the rifle arm. There's the kid that plays guitar in the corner. There's the chubby girl who isn't, you know. That chick's hot now, by the way.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's such a, it's I mean, weren't all the cool people at Oak Grove, were the nerds there? Were the geeks there? Or was it like
all the in-training alcoholics were at Oak Grove?
Finally, some truth. Finally. Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, fast forward to my experience you can't get any of that anymore around here. You don't get the culture now is, and I'm not bashing our music or art or potters or, you know, there's no, Monty Jett is like the only local radio guy.
And I remember Wolfman Jack. And
yeah.
Dana, WSIB.
What was that?
That was the local radio station in Beaufort, and I can't remember.
So was it like 20,000 watts, or was there a local?
I don't know all that. It was just a local thing.
No, I mean, was it like, we got 20,000 watts coming in, and I'm your local host, whatever my name is. Yeah.
You know, I think that we all tend to wear the world heavily. And we need to do the opposite. And I don't like to give advice. Advice is like a whole lot of other things. Nobody wants advice.
I don't want advice. But your advice is sage.
But oh, okay.
It is. I mean, it really is, though.
There's a wonderful phrase about wearing the world like a thin veil.
Oh yeah.
I love that.
Did you just say that to me in a text message the other day?
Probably so. That's one of my favorite concepts.
What does it mean to you?
It just means to me, don't get all excited, because this is so transitional. This is so just right this second.
Right.
And it's going to be a change. There's is a change in the next few minutes, you know?
I thought you were going into the Famous Brothers from their famous song "Change Is Gonna Come." I thought you were about to go into that.
Change is gonna come.
What were their names? They were famous. My dad saw them in Pennsylvania in 1968 or something. Anyway, it was like
I can hear the
Brothers Johnson.
I can hear it.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, it's definitely changing now. I mean, you know, look at this. Look at what we're doing.
Let me tell you, this is fabulous.
Yeah.
If I had mapped out my life, I couldn't have done a better job.
Yeah, you do have a pretty sweet little jam going on.
I really do.
Tell me about your dog's name.
My dog's name is Geechee.
I mean, what do you think about? I think the Gullah culture is getting a little bit of a lift these days, but is it enough?
I tell you, with Prasanna Grant gone,
Did you know her?
Yes.
Did you grow up with her?
I did not grow up with her.
Right. I don't know how old she is. That wasn't meant as
I did not grow up with her, but I loved her.
I think now there's Queen Quet. What
I
do you think about
Marissa? And
well, there was a lot of Grants.
I knew Prasanna. Well, there's the Bluffton Grants and the Hilton Head Grants, and
right.
Once in a while they, Ted Whitaker, the coach.
Oh yeah, and
I think he married one of the Bluffton Grants.
And Joe was the principal.
Joseph Grant.
Dude,
yeah.
Talk about a good looking guy.
Yeah.
That's like it just blows me away.
Well, you know, he was Peace Corps before he was an educator. Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
He was such a good, when that dude got on the mic, it was like,
I love Joe.
Wow. Ted Whitaker was a little more.
I think he is still
junkyard
coaching.
Dog.
He's 70-something. He's still coaching something.
Yeah.
I know.
And then you got the Utleys, you know. Dan. Yeah. I think they do they have like a watermelon farm now or something?
They must have some kind of farm.
Yeah. I know their son. Their son's a big dude. They have two sons that are big dudes.
Yeah.
Super funny guy. I never really broke into the Dan Utley world that much.
I'm kind of a small person, and all that greatness is intimidating.
Your greatness?
No.
Oh, you mean the bigness?
Yeah.
No, it is. I love bigness. I mean, I grew up with Incredible Hulk. I mean, yeah. When I found out about Arnold Schwarzenegger, I was like, it just blew me away.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of my my culture.
Did you watch He-Man on TV?
People say I look like He-Man.
All right, there you go. See?
In the face, not the body.
There you go.
My body is more like She-Ra.
Did he have a face?
He did. He has a face that looks like mine. It's crazy.
I use the
Masters of the Universe. I use He-Man as my profile picture on SoundCloud, which
love
is
that.
Another one of these million ways to hear music or whatever. But I think it's because our eyes are spaced about the same, you know,
so
distance apart.
So it matches
apart.
Up pretty
yeah,
pretty
and
easily.
The cheekbones, and you know,
perfect. Well,
yeah,
I'm
it looks.
Go look at that.
You should, or I'll send you a picture.
There
and,
you go.
Yeah, people say that all. They don't say that all the time. I'm lying right now.
No,
they, people have said it before. Dude, you look like He-Man.
There you go.
Yeah, a little girl last night. She rushed up to the microphone. I asked her. I was asking the kids. It was a lead-in to the song about. Don't feed your dog people food. And I said, who wants to tell you? And this girl ran right up. What's your name? Brinkley. I said, do you know what the term assertive means? You're very assertive. And I hand the mic over to her, and she looks at me and goes, you're very handsome.
Aww.
She's like six or seven, maybe eight. And I was like, whoa, maybe she's seen He-Man. She saw He-Man.
She might have, you know, what about Skeletor is in there somewhere, you know?
I mean, I'm more.
Yeah. Okay.
I have kind of taken on more of a. How do you know about?
Skin
yeah,
time.
I guess you have to keep up with. You have to keep up with that.
How do I know about that?
Yeah,
I have sons your age.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even ever met those guys.
They're a little younger. I think Rob's 40.
Oh wait, of course I know Rob Griffith, the guitar man.
There you go.
The guitar collector. He's a snarky guy.
There you go.
He hasn't teased me on Facebook in quite some time. I really need to get back to some of that.
There you go.
He would say, hey, man, you know, if you're not doing this, man, I'd say, hey, man, I'm doing it tonight.
I'm doing it right now.
Well, yeah, but you're not doing
the thing. I did that yesterday.
Well, not really, but I mean, you know, I think people think, Jevin, you should have moved to New York City or Nashville or Austin or
Why?
You should have moved.
Why?
Because I should have tried to make it.
But what does that mean?
Dude, check me out, man. I made it. Here, I have arrived.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I think we're lucky to live. I think we're lucky to live here.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I'm still, I'm enamored with, I want to know more about the past here. And I want, and I don't know where to find.
This was, let me tell you, this was, Beaufort County was a wonderful place to grow up. We were free. And but now, you know, Beaufort is was a military town almost exclusively when I was growing up.
Right.
Its beauty is just unbelievable to me. I think when I ride through that on Reboat Road and then cut down Bay Street and I see that gorgeous bay with all those boats, it's just fabulous. It's just, and I was Miss Beaufort. I was Miss Beaufort County.
Guys, we're here with Miss Beaufort, right? County,
yeah.
1970. Duh.
I know, right?
Dude. And then...
I have great...
What year did you start teaching? 76?
75.
She had that extra year, you know, in there.
75. But, well, see, when I graduated high school, I didn't come back until I came back in 79.
Came back...
I came back.
Oh, you mean come back to the...
Come back to Beaufort County.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh.
I went to college and did all that.
Where did you go to college?
Columbia College. It's a female nunnery. My parents really needed to tuck me away somewhere.
Holy.
Yeah.
But those kind of places, I've seen videos with nuns in them. Let me tell you something.
It wasn't Catholic, it was Methodist, but it was a private girls' school.
You know what they say about those private schools, man?
Yeah.
That's where the hardest stuff.
That's
where the hardest stuff is. You want to get some hard stuff, man?
That's fun.
You want to get crunk?
Crunk.
Go to an all boys school in the middle of Washington State or something.
Well,
dude,
this was an all girls school, and it's still there. It's still open.
Talk about hog legs.
Finishing fine young women.
On the Father and the Son of the... Can you pass that over here? It's pretty funny.
Yep, did that.
That's hilarious.
Did
my
that.
Not my brother. My dad was... my father was all Jesuit all the way through. And then he busted out of there.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he had the...
Yep.
Grew a huge beard and went right into, like, the post office.
Yeah.
And,
I tried real hard, you know, to...
Grow a beard.
Be that, but...
Grow a beard. You tried growing a beard. You tried real hard to be what?
To be the good,
Catholic
girl.
Yeah,
the good girl. The good. Well, in this case, it was Methodist, but same concept.
No, I know. I've heard about these concepts.
Yeah.
Conceptualizations.
But, I'm telling you, I just never would have. I never would have seen my life do what it did. You know how we all kind of feel like we're gonna make a difference, and especially in the 60s, everybody wanted to make a difference.
Yeah, the change is going to come. I mean, you know, yeah, that's what Dylan was screaming from the top of the, and Kerouac and Ginsberg and all these people, and the Grateful Dead, or, you know, or even in England, you know, everybody was, and then, of course, the man came in with his giant thumb. But I believe making a difference starts with one person.
That's,
and it's hard, though. I mean, recycling doesn't even work.
Lord knows. Talk about recycling. Back in the 60s.
I mean,
this river right here, as precious and as endearing as this river is, I mean, people used to throw their washing machines in it. You
it's
know,
still happening, though.
You know, if your washing machine died, you picked it up and you threw it off your dock. I mean...
I have to go. I have to go write a song right now.
but it makes really good fish drops, you know.
Oh, right, because it's like a man-made reef.
Exactly. In miniature.
Except for the, yeah. And I mean, oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like to scale. This is one, see this size right here. Andy Pitts was just telling me the other day that the sewers still run into the river here.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, and, you know, because we saw that they, if they want to kill the weeds from growing onto the curb on the new Bluffton Parkway, our town is okay. We just spray a strip of killer.
Spray poison on it.
That's fine, because that's not going to go into the sewer, which is going into the river.
It did. Won't
and then where are all them three-eyed sharks?
Yeah.
Have you seen one yet?
No.
Coming.
No.
To a town near you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're going to get some power plants going over here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, save the rivers, clean the rivers, we pick up the rivers. But is anyone on our... I probably shouldn't even get into it. I mean, I'm really not...
Well, it's a never-ending story, you
but
know?
I don't do anything about it. I'm one of those people, I don't do anything about it. What am I going to do about it? Have a voice?
Well, your own personal... way of life does something about it. But here again, you know, that's the...
I use toilet paper, though.
That's... Well, it's according to what kind you use.
Well, man, I need some of the hemp paper.
And you...
Give me some of that.
Do you have a septic system? Do you have, you know, what...
No.
There's a whole lot of things that factor in.
Man.
I know, right?
Well, maybe in the future. Maybe I hope my life is pointing...
Well, like Gandhi, you know, be the change. Be the change.
I thought Oprah said that. Did Gandhi say
she
be the change?
It from Gandhi.
Yeah, I don't think... I think a sports company or someone has stolen that.
Oh, yeah. Well, the time limits expired.
Oh, right, on the copyright of that phrase, yeah. Be the change. Probably, yeah. Good point.
I think that's all you have to do is wait a few years.
Yeah, you're right. You wait. Someone said that, and it's etched in stone on the thing. And then, oh, that's cool.
You're rolling on the river.
Right. That was probably a big event. Rolling the river. I mean, you've got that from an event.
Probably.
I don't know what to do.
It
doesn't
come to mind. Right.
Right. It's not. It's here. It's not to the front of
right.
the...
Yeah. It'll settle itself right down here somewhere. And, you know?
Be the change.
Be that change.
I just... The one thing that I've started doing, I took a plastic, like a lemonade, it looks like a milk jug. It looks like a gallon jug. And I wrote on it with a Sharpie, feed me plastic. And all I'm doing is everything that's plastic that's small enough to go on the top or I can bend or squeeze or with these massive hands I have.
He-Man.
You know, I know.
Well, you can't help it.
I squeeze it in. I'm huge. Uh-huh. I squeeze it in there and I put it in. And my kids have started doing it. So, I mean, you know, and then someone said, well, what are you going to do with that? I thought it'd be cool if I just cut a hole in my wall of my house and stuck it in there. Because at least then it's not going to go anywhere.
It's not going anywhere.
But it's because if I put it in the recycling, then it's going to go to some, it's going to go to
massive.
Thailand or something,
yeah.
or South Korea.
Have you seen those floating islands?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's just unreal.
Yeah, and every, the plankton, or there's a tinier, they're called like mitoplankton, or they're called something really small. Every little tiny organism now they eat microplastics now. They eat these little, and like birds, like they'll cut up. I mean, okay, I know what the other
and
side.
How do they process?
Some of that, well, I mean, alligators do like, they eat rocks so they can get down, but birds aren't eating that. They're hungry, and they see something shiny. They see something that looks like I'm going to eat that. And then they cut open a sparrow's abdomen, you know, and it's got
drink tops on it.
It's got like a little, well, what happens with plastic, every piece of plastic that has ever been born has broken down now into these microplastics, little tiny pieces. So if you go to the beach in in China or California, it's coming over from China, or when these giant storms happen, it's sad. I mean, and it's all these little tiny pieces of plastic now have, they break down and break, but they never go away.
They never go away.
So what can we do about it? I don't know.
They never go away. That's kind of a neat notion. It's still here. It's still here. That's like, you know, the notion about rain and water and ocean. You know, it's all the same fluid. It's all the same water. It's just over and over and over again, the same water.
Well, sadly, we're just like, I don't know. I mean, you know, like my daughter said, like, we got to recycle and we got to do this and we got to do that. And I said, yeah, but we're still just eating everything that we see.
See, I love to eat. I'll eat anything.
Come on. You don't eat.
I do.
You don't even eat anymore.
I'm telling you.
You don't even need to.
I'm an eating fool.
Like what?
Everything. Anything.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you...
I am not a picky eater.
Are you an intermittent faster?
Mm.
Do you fast at all? My dad says, that's dangerous, man. Don't do that. I haven't done it in a long time, but I did almost make it one day. It's a thing.
I only fast when I have to be tested, you know, with any kind of medical thing.
Oh, yeah. Like if they're gonna do a colonoscopy or something.
Or any of that, that's the only fasting.
Sorry to bring that colonoscopy thing up.
Yeah,
I know that's a sore subject for you.
A little touchy subject.
We don't want to. We're not gonna talk about your butt again, are we?
I thought I whispered that.
I know. Yeah, you did. No one heard that. Yeah. Well, this has been fun. I think we're going to try and wrap this up. I think maybe, there's going to be a second coming. There might be a part two. I think some of these, there's got to be a part two.
You know where to find me.
I know. You're in this.
I'm in my heaven here. I just made my own little piece of paradise.
So this is your husband's little... Part.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about, I think I started telling you, this used to be what they called the oyster house, the oyster pit, and this part of it is where they used to cook oysters, and it was all open, and Richard lived here for years. The boys and I lived right across the street. The house we lived in was torn down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it
didn't. Talk about dysfunctional.
Tore that house.
But it's functional, right? I mean, this worked. This works
this
for you.
This house?
No, this whole family. Like you said, you're over there, he's over here.
This house, see, when we bought this property, and it's about 2 acres here. About that. Just enough to keep your privacy. And keep your woods, keep people away from you. But this was the only piece, this was the only structure on the property.
Oh.
And the lady down the street, Camille Wyman. Did you know the Wyman boys?
The only Wyman I know is the bass player from the Rolling Stones.
Right. No, this is not.
No, I know.
She was getting ready. This was down there. It was an old fish house, like what the boys were raised in across the street.
Right.
And she was going to tear it down. And Richard said, "Now, how about I'll move it to my property?" And so we moved it over here. And put these cute little cedar shakes on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put it up in the air and cut half of it off.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. And put a big porch on the front.
Right. That's it.
What we do.
And so you look out and that is...
The river.
That's the May River.
May River.
Mm-hmm. I still don't get all that. River. Is the May River brackish?
No.
May River is not fresh water though.
It's salt water.
Right. Very salty.
Yeah.
Super salty, yeah.
Well. But we did that. And it's a work in progress. You'll see that this room right here we use it as a bedroom for when the boys come and bring their families. They all gang up in there, but it's not finished yet. Always something going on.
Right.
Yeah. And I like that. It's the way life's supposed to be, just kind of things happening, you know? It's all right if things happen. It's all right if things don't happen.
I don't know why I'm always, like, scared something bad's going to happen. What is that?
You've got a young family.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I get that so completely.
I'm just being honest.
I can remember when I was scared to death. I was just scared to death. I was messing those boys up because it was just me and the boys for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I messed them up pretty good.
You messed them up pretty good.
Yeah, I messed them up pretty good.
Yeah, probably not.
And but they survived somehow.
People are survivors, you know.
Absolutely.
It's interesting. In closing, I will say this. It is amazing to me to look in people's eyes sometimes when I'm playing a guitar at a beach somewhere. And the way they look at me sometimes is a lot of the time smiling or laughing at something I said. But they're also looking at me like, you know, I could eat you if I had to. And that's something I love about every human being out there, is that they can survive. And it's, I mean, look out for those, look out, you know, I mean.
And unfortunately, it's all about connection. And, you know, so who's to say if that connection is positive or negative, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a lot, you know, before we came over here today, we were doing it here, Clark and I were talking about, you know, I think we've always kind of lived in a world where, I need to make sure I know if someone's running up on me or coming up behind me or something. Or even just the way, like, I know women do this too. It might be even more heavy duty when women do it. But, you know, I make fun of, lightly tease women at the beach a lot. Like, man, you know, the guys are looking to see, like, who has the biggest pecs. But when the girl comes up with the hippest bikini, that, like, this new style high-waisted thing, and the looks from the women, I'm like, whoa! I mean, it's cutthroat, man. It's cold. It's ice, man. It's like,
But, you know, that goes back to what we were talking about much earlier. We size ourselves up by comparing ourselves to others.
Oh gosh, I don't want to do that.
And
anymore.
I know. I think that the way to get away
my arms aren't big enough. First, I want bigger arms.
First, the way to get away with it is practice mindfulness.
I know, but what does that mean?
That means every minute you're breathing, you're aware of what's going on and what you're doing. And why you're doing it. You know, motives. Motives are scary. And once you check your motives, and you just have to remind yourself to do that. Check my motives here. But all that stuff gets to be second nature, the more experience. You know, you're just in your 40s. I'm almost in my 70s. I know.
Yeah, I know. I just told my friend Colin Noonan on the phone the other day, or it might have been last year. I said, man, I feel like I'm just waking up. Like, I feel like I'm just starting to kind of, I'm understanding how simple this is supposed to be.
Yeah.
My thing. And he's like, yeah, man, but for us, we had to sift through the 80s.
Yeah.
There's so much to consume first before you think you're even going to, like, I'm going to write a blues song.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over here.
Right.
I'm going to copy the blues.
Right.
I'm sitting on the porch one day. Hey, y'all. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting on, you know, and then you have to be that guy. Then you got to be the guy with, like, yellow and black striped outfit on with, like, long hair, like, and, like, put on some lipstick, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to be that guy. Then I had to be, like, the He-Man, like a wrestler, like, yeah, let's go see Lex Luger and slap him in the chest or whatever.
But see, all of that is doing it for you.
That's part of the.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Like my 98-year-old mother, we never finished doing that. We never finished doing that. I was talking to her just yesterday. I said, Mom, I'd like for you to give me some feedback about something that's on my mind. And so I started talking to her about it. You know, like we did when I was a much younger woman.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing never stops. You never stop feeding that monkey. You know, you never do. You never do. And you never should.
You're just scrutinizing yourself. It's just something that's just part of the psyche. What is that? Which ego is it?
The whole time you're doing that, you're trying to find that thing that scratches it for you. And a whole lot of different things scratch it at a whole lot of different times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's always going to be an itch.
Yeah, there's not,
forever in your life.
I look for the times, you know, like yesterday I was packing up at Caligny. I was doing my gig. And I was like, I don't think I'm freaking out about anything right now. Not today.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm not arguing with someone about an engagement or a consideration is what they call money now.
Is that what they call money, consideration?
Yeah, well, sure. What do you charge when you come out? And I say, let me type you an email up so we can see it in black and white. But first of all, what's your budget? It's all these games, and it's hard.
But this is the time of your life.
That's, I know.
That's it. I was telling my husband, said, you know, we're done making money.
But you just told him to go make you some money.
I say that every day.
Is that funny?
Yeah.
Because you're done doing that.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done making money.
I know, money is...
I'm done making money, trying to make my, you know, this and
There's
that.
No answer, though.
No.
The monkey's sitting right here, and I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm lucky I get to do what I do. I mean, I lift the speakers up, you know, I like scratch myself or whatever, or like sometimes I say the wrong thing to somebody.
Oh, I'm the notorious other for that.
You know, I'm telling you, I'm worser. Yeah.
Good.
I'm worserer.
Good.
Yeah. No, it's not all good, but it's just part of learning.
Yeah.
It is good because
anything that pads that file is a good thing. That's experience. And experience is strength. Experience is strength. It's absolutely it. And it's something that you chalk up every second of your life, of your waking life. It's all good, Jeff. It's all good.
We're going to cut it off right there.
Thank you.
Beth.
Yes.
Thanks. This has been really fun. We might come back.
Come back. Come back at any time.
Yeah.
We'll sit on the porch next time. Overlooking the May River. Uh-huh. Of course, I love my garden.
I'm just kind of, I'm trying to like soak it all in right now.
Good.
I mean, not just this, you know. All right, guys, this has been JeffCast number 666. We'll talk to you guys soon. Don't forget to subscribe. You know, we'll talk more about what Beth has subscribed to in the last 20 years. And thanks. See you soon.
Black rock, black rock t-shirt, black rock, black rock t-shirt, black rock, black rock, black rock, black rock t-shirt.